Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today's episode was supposed to be one of my group-style episodes, but I've been feeling a little under the weather, and I had some family come into town, so we had to change it up a little bit. So I'm just going to record a short episode for this week instead of one of my regular full-length episodes, but we're just going to quickly cover some ideas I have around saving through budgeting and the importance of budgeting. And sinking funds are an especially important tool to use in this realm. You might call them buckets or a way to save through budgeting. There's a lot of different ways to use them. And too many people just don't really know about them or know the importance of them. But we're going to discuss this topic today, and you're going to learn a whole lot about how to save through budgeting. With that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Why is budgeting important? Well, I think it's a very important building block towards a better personal financial situation and just a better financial life and health overall. It's important because it allows you to know what your money's doing. It allows you to learn how much money you're making because you're tracking your income and tracking your expenses. Plus, then when you're budgeting, you're giving yourself the freedom to spend that money appropriately. Instead of just saying, okay, I have this much money every single month to spend, you know, oh, I only have this much in this category, so I got to make it worth it. I think it helps you shift your mentality towards using your money appropriately and reasonably instead of just spending it all and then wondering where it all went at the end of the month. So let's take an example real quick of how budgeting can be important. Let's say you make $1,000 every single paycheck. So you make $2,000 a month. So your rent is $800, but that comes the second of every single month. So that first $1,000 you get at the beginning of the month is already gone. You only have $200 left. So one of the important things when it comes to doing something like budgeting based on last month's income, when you're ahead by 1 month on your income, you're able to save all the money you make during 1 month. So let's say you save the full $2,000 in the month of September. So now it's October and October rolls around. Your rent is due October 2nd for $800, but you still have the $2,000 from the previous month. So now that you can budget with that previous $2,000, you know, I easily have enough money to cover that $800, and now how do I make this other $1,200 go the rest of the month? So that's why I think it's so important to budget based on last month's income. So how do you get to that point? How do you get to the point where you have enough money to be able to say, here is the amount of money that I made last month, let me see how I can use that this month to spend? Let's talk about saving through budgeting next. All right, how can you save through budgeting? Well, this is how you get to that point where you're able to say, I'm living off last month's income. Because if you're saving really aggressively or have a good savings account built up, you can easily say, I made this much money last month. Let me take that and put it in a checking account and then decide what I want to do with that amount of money. The rest of the money you have in any account is off limits. Until you build up those savings accounts and you have your allocations figured out, once you have those allocations figured out, then you can say, okay, I know I'm going to need to spend more in, let's say, a recreation category because you're going to do some fun things with your friends because it's June and it's time to go boating or something like that. So you're going to need more than you normally budget for recreation. But because you've been saving through budgeting for January through May, you've been saving money. Now you have plenty of money in your sinking fund or bucket or allocation or whatever you want to call it towards that category. That's how you can save through budgeting. So in January through May, let's say out of the $1,200 you have after rent, you're putting $100 towards recreation, just to keep it simple for the sake of public math and trying to do this on the fly. $100 over 5 months, now you have $500. And then in June, you get to June and you're like, oh, I can only budget $100 more towards recreation, but going boating I know is going to cost me more than $100. But since you've been budgeting $100 every single month for 5 months, You have $500 in there from January through May, and then the extra $100 from June. Now you have $600 in there, and that's more than enough to cover your boating trip and expenses that you're going to have in the month of June. And then you're going to be able to easily have a great time with your friends while boating, while having a good time if you need to help pitch in for gas or help take care of food for one of the days or something like that. And you just really don't have to worry about it because you've continually budgeted towards that category, allowing you to continue to save more and more money over the time period, making it way easier to spend larger amounts. I hope that example made sense, and I think it helped paint the picture of how it could be useful. So that's how you save through budgeting. You just continue to budget, even in the months you're not using that category, so that in the future you have money in that category or sinking fund or bucket or allocation, whatever term resonates with you the best, so that you have money in that category of your budget to spend at a later time. So it'll really help you save for long-term, like fun, bigger things that maybe you don't want to suddenly try to put $300 or $400 away for something, but you can do it over multiple months. It makes it very easy. It's also very helpful when it comes to annual subscriptions like Disney Plus or your renter's insurance or car insurance every 6 months. If you know about how much it's going to cost, or in most subscription cases, you know exactly how much it's going to cost, divide that number by 6 if it's every 6 months, divide it by 12 if it's every 12 months, and then make sure you're budgeting at least that much money every single month so that when the yearly or twice a year charge comes around, you have enough in that category, and then you're not scrambling to pay car registrations because they're due at the same time every single year. It makes it very easy to save for those expenses that you know are coming. And that's one of my favorite ways to use these buckets or sinking funds, is to save for regular expenses that you know are coming. Some examples are car registrations, any type of insurance that you pay more than monthly, really any charge you pay more than monthly, Christmas, holidays, gifts, birthdays, all those sort of things you can save throughout the whole year. And then it isn't as stressful when they come around the same time every single year. But what if you're scared of budgeting? How do you squash those fears? Let's talk about that next. I think you squash the fear of budgeting. Honestly, you just have to get started. Get started with a small amount of money. Like say, hey, I want to only, like, you, I don't know, give yourself more freedom with the rest of your money and maybe only budget half of your income. That's one idea. It's a little bit dangerous because you may as well just do all of it. That way you're not carelessly spending half of your money doing whatever you want. But if you're worried about not having enough money or something like that, then only do it on half and try to see how that works for you. I don't know if that'll work best because that'll make your situation a little tight. But if you're going to give it a start budgeting and you're worried about it, you have to commit to it for at least 3 months. That's what most all financial experts say, is that you have to budget for at least 3 months for it to actually kick into effect, for you to finally figure out how to do it. Because it can be difficult in the beginning. It can be hard because your very first month, you're going to screw something up. You're going to be way off in one of your categories. But the good news is, if you're budgeting soundly, you're not going to budget more than you have to spend. So if you go over in one of your categories, it's very likely you will have gone under in a different category, and you still have the money to cover that charge without going into debt. That's one of the best things about budgeting, is you can make sure you're living below your means. And if you're living below your means, who cares if you go over in one of your categories 1 month? I think Rebecca and I have had maybe a handful of months where we didn't overspend our fast food category, but we weren't overspending it like crazy because we had a reasonable like restriction or guardrail in place of how much we were budgeting. But it is so hard to keep that budget within line to what we're trying. We're trying to keep it very low. So we always go about 15, 20 bucks over, and who cares? It's okay. It's not a big deal because there's other places where we're easily saving 15 to 20 bucks by not spending within the guardrails we've set. And we're going to be just fine. Our financial situation isn't destroyed for it. It shows up every single month that we overspent in our fast food category by a little bit. And we're like, cool, that was expected. And then when it doesn't happen, we celebrate. We're like, heck yeah, look at us go. That's exciting. So it's just kind of a fun game to play. But don't be hard on yourself. There's going to be months where you go over and where budgeting just is going to look terrifying. And you're going to be like, how is this month going to work? But I promise if you're at least trying to budget, you're going to have a much easier time with your money, and your money's going to make a whole lot more sense to you, and it's going to be a lot easier to save, because it's a whole lot easier to spend below your means when you actually know what your means are and try to keep within them. But what if you don't budget? Let's talk about that next. Is your world going to come crashing down around you if you don't budget? Maybe, probably not. If you're not budgeting, you'll probably be okay if you're at least making to take extra care and extra sure that you're saving for your retirement and for your long-term investing goals. If you're doing that and you're making sure you're putting away 20 to 25%, honestly, if you're putting away a lot of money, who cares? Like if you're still living within your means and not going into credit card debt, you're okay. The one thing that you have to avoid if you're not budgeting is credit card debt. You can't be going into debt, and you have to make sure you're saving for retirement or for long-term goals or just putting money away. If all you're doing is saying, okay, I'm taking 20% of everything I make and putting that in investment accounts, and then the rest I have to spend below the other remaining 80%, you're going to be just fine. You're putting away enough money as long as you're putting it just in simple index funds and not letting someone take fees off of all the money they're trying to invest for you. Just put it in simple index funds or something similar that's just simple, low cost. Put a bunch of money away, and then if you're not budgeting after that, I think you're okay. Now, if you're not budgeting and you're spending more money than you make every single month and you're driving up more and more credit card debt, then it could be a really, really bad situation, and it might be the end of the world. Because guess what happens when you're carrying loads and loads of credit card debt? You become so stressed and worked up that it makes it hard to go to work. It makes it hard to want to be active. So then you can become unhealthy. You can develop sicknesses. It can lead to mental illnesses and things like that, where you're depressed all the time because you don't feel like you can get out of your situation because you've stuck yourself under so much credit card debt. And now I know there's surely situations where it might be no one's fault and it's just an unfortunate series of emergencies and things like that. And that's its own thing. I'm not trying to say everyone's at their own fault for what's going on in their life. But if you take responsibility for where you're currently at and try to move forward with the right steps and the right processes and taking the right actions, it's really easy to say, hey, I don't need to budget because I'm putting enough money aside for savings. So make sure you're putting enough money aside. And then if you're not budgeting after that, you're going to be okay. But ultimately, I mean, I love budgeting. I love a good spreadsheet. So I have all our finances put in a bunch of spreadsheets, and that's the way it works for me. And if you like budgeting, do it. If you don't, make sure you're saving enough money for investing and living long term, and then you're going to be fine. So I think you'll be okay. If you're not budgeting, you just have to make sure to do those other things. So this episode went to a pretty decent length. Let's wrap it up next. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, where I had a small group on to talk about our different money topics, and I hope to do a few more of those episodes in the future. But if you're enjoying this podcast, please make sure to share with a friend. It's the number one way to help this podcast grow and continue to gain new listeners, and I appreciate every single one of you listening to this podcast right now. If you would like any of my Money Talk resources, which you can find at skylarfleming.com/resources, you can reach out to me, let me know you want to see one of them, and I'd be happy to send them. Again, thank you for listening to this episode. I'm extremely grateful for every one of you who listens. We're climbing towards 1,000 total listens on this podcast, which is insane. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.